Praise God, everyone.
Blog Talk Radio.
Praise God, everybody. This is the Miracle Man.
The Preacher Man.
We are now live on the air. Got a busy but quick show. We're going to read a bit on faith. And we're going to... And it's Thursday, so that means... And we're going to talk about this weekend's games. And I'm going to tell you about the predictions of them. We got some high school stuff. We have a college and we have pro. So, with that, I'm going to first say where we are before getting to prayer. We are at McDonald's in Midland on South Saginaw Road. McDonald's has been so great to us to let us do our shows here. They've been so great to us. We are at McDonald's on 1711 South Saginaw Road. We are northwest of an Animal gas station right next door to us. And then we, on the other end, we're southeast of a Disability Network office, Disability Network of Michigan. And then we're across the road from a Kmart store. With that, and therefore, we'll now begin with a word of prayer. Lord God, I thank you for the show right now. I thank you, Lord God, that you bless it. I thank you for the listeners of the show, that we keep getting a bigger and bigger audience. I thank you, Lord God, that you bless us, Lord God, and that you bless us with the finances that we need for this equipment, so that you can have a great show. And I thank you, Lord God, that you will be with us and that you're the provider for us. And I just thank you that we will have great success to do this. In Jesus' name, amen. And so now we are going to go back to Hebrews 11 again, and we are going to read, you guessed it, the verses about faith. So, without further ado, here we begin. Then it says 11:5. So here we go. By faith. Now faith being sure of what we hope for, the evidence of what we do not see yet see. This is what the ancients were commended for. By faith, we understand that the universe formed at God's command, so that what is was not made out of what was visible. By faith, Abel offered God a better sacrifice than what Cain did. And by faith, he was commended as a righteous man. And when God spoke well of his offerings, and by faith, he still speaks, even though Abel is dead. By faith, Enoch was taken from this life, so he did not experience death. He could not be found because God had taken him away. And then we have. Because God took him away. This Hebrews 11. 6 to 6:20. And this guy has the countless. Four, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Let me see. Is not the he was taken away, not as commanded by one who pleased God. For without faith it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to him must first believe that he exists, and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him. By faith, Enoch, when he was warned about things he didn't yet see, in holy fear, he built an ark to save his family. By his faith, he condemned the world, and he became heir of the righteous. It comes by faith. By faith, Abraham, when he was called to go to a place he would later receive as his inheritance, he obeyed and went, even though he did not know where he was going. And by faith he made his home in the promised land like a stranger in a foreign country. He lived in tents, as did Isaac and Jacob, who were heirs of him, the same promise. For he was looking forward to the city of foundations, whose architect and builder is God. Okay, now we are going to Genesis chapter 20 or 21. Let's look. Let's see. And this is Abraham and Abimelech. Now Abraham moved on from there into the region of the Negev, and he lived between Kadosh, and from there Abraham said with his wife Sarah, "She is my sister." Then Abimelech, king of Gerar, sent for Sarah, and he took her. But God came to Abimelech in a dream on that night and said to him, "You are as good as dead because of the woman you have taken. She is a married woman." Now Abimelech had not gone near her. So she said, "Lord, will you destroy an innocent nation? Did he not say to me, 'Man is my sister'? And she also say, 'He is my brother'? I have done this with a clear conscience and clean hands." Then God said to him in the dream, "Yes, I know you did this with a clear conscience, and so I have kept you from sinning against me. That is why I did not let you touch her. Now return. So return the us nation, the means man's wife, for he is a prophet, and he will pray for you, and you will live. But if you do not return her, you may be sure that you and all yours will die. Early the next morning, Abimelech summoned all his officials, and they told him all that had happened. They were very much afraid. Then Abimelech called Abraham in and said, "What have you done to us? How have I wronged that you have brought such great guilt upon me and my kingdom? You have done things to me that should not be done." And Abimelech asked Abraham, "What was your reason for doing this?" Abraham replied, "I said to myself, there is surely no fear of God in this place, and they welcome me because of my wife. Besides, she really is my sister and daughter of my father, though not of my mother. And she became my wife. And she had me wander from my father's household. I said to her, this is how you can show your love to me. Everywhere we go, saying of me, he is my brother. Then Abimelech brought sheep and cattle and male and female slaves and gave them to Abraham. And he returned Sarah, his wife, to him. And Abimelech said, my land is before you. Live wherever you like. So Sarah said, I am giving your brother 1,000 shekels of silver, which is to cover the offense against you before all who are with you. And you are completely vindicated. Then Abimelech prayed to God, and God healed Abimelech, his wife, and his slave girls, so they could have children again. For the Lord had closed up every womb in Abimelech's household because of Abimelech's wife, because of Abraham's wife's sister, excuse me. Yeah. So basically, what happened is Abimelech, he sinned against God very severely. He took Abraham's wife Sarah for Abraham. He basically took her, which is a very bad sin. And what God did basically was he closed up the wombs of Abimelech's wife and the rest of the family of Abimelech. And then Abimelech repented to God, and then God opened up Abimelech's wife's womb so that Abimelech could have it again, which is pretty cool, honestly. But yeah, forgiveness of sin is real cool. Folks, it works like this. Any sin you commit, as long as it's not blasphemy of the Holy Spirit, God can forgive you. If you held grudges and that, God can forgive you, but you got to ask God to help you. There's things like you murder somebody or something like that, that God will forgive you where the law won't. A pretty cool system. But this forgiveness stuff won't work for you if you don't know Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior. You can meet him right here. You just have to accept him as your personal Lord and Savior. And I forgot to do this earlier when I said where we were at. We have a number you can call us at to get into the show to talk to us. And that number is 215-383-3810. That number is 215-383-3810. And it can get you in to the show. Now, we have a very busy show, but a quick one. So we're moving straight into sports after I do this commercial. Folks, when you're at the greatest, one of the greatest food places in the world, you have the opportunity to have some of America's favorite fries from McDonald's. Or if you'd rather have one of America's favorite beverages, be it a Coke, a Dr. Pepper, a Sprite, a Diet Coke, or a orange pop, you can get that too. All available at America's. However, America's favorite fries and all these beverages I just drank are only available at a McDonald's restaurant near you. You can get a Coke any size for a dollar with tax extra. Price and participation may vary, so you must check with your local McDonald's for details. Also, mobile, you can order McDonald's on the go before you get to the restaurant if you wish. You can do it from home. You can do it from your office. They'll know when you're 300 feet away from the restaurant, and they'll begin making your order. Then when you get there, you can go get your food. Please check with your local McDonald's to see if they have ordering available. What's so funny?
We're going to have a guest here in a minute.
Now.
I love you.
Now. Folks. It is now. Da 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 da. Fourth time, football time, but first, because of what? First, we are going to do the NFL picks first before we do the high school and college. So tonight, NFL, you have Bears Packers at. You ask him, are they at Lambeau or are they at Soldier? I believe they're at Lambeau tonight.
I'll find out and see.
Let's see where they are.
Keep going.
You have Bears, Packers. Bears, who really surprised some people when they beat Pittsburgh at Soldier Field. That was a big surprise to me, if they were able to do that. Can they beat Green Bay? I don't see that happening. The Bears have shown some poise at times this year. They played Atlanta a bit tough, but they ended up losing to Atlanta. So I'm going to predict that the Bears will lose to Green Bay. I think it's going to be 34-24. And the Bears are going to try to keep it interesting, but the Pack will prevail.
The Pack will prevail.
Is it at Lamb?
Oh, I've not got it up yet. I'm working. Keep talking.
So we got that. And then Sunday, you have Lions, Vikings at U.S. Bank Stadium in Minneapolis. Detroit coming off that 30-26 loss that I think we could have won that game had they gotten one more chance to run a play, but because of that dumb 10-second runoff thing, that was not cool. But you have Detroit, Minnesota. Minnesota has a really good defense this year, but Detroit is going to find a way to come through and take it. I'm going to say Detroit over Minnesota 28-24. I do think their offense will improve and will score some more points on the offensive side, but I do think they will get some defensive scoring too, because they've done that pretty well this year, and I think if they can keep that up as long as the offense can work better, I think they could have 11-12 wins this year. So, as I said, 2024 Lions over Minnesota. And then now we're going to do...
Hey, we got a visitor here, Rivers.
Hello.
Hi.
Yes.
So, his name is Amanda.
Hi, Amanda.
Hi.
She's just sitting over here, and she's another one of the overcomers. So I went over and saw her and shook her hand, prayed for her, and invited her over to listen to our show.
Okay.
All right?
Yep.
So I saw her come in a wheelchair, and she's an overcomer from cerebral palsy.
Yep. Aside from that, but I've actually overcome things I never thought I would, but my cousin, I am here today.
That's awesome to hear.
That's good. That's great
awesome
to hear.
Want to pray for
her? Yes. Lord God, we pray for Amanda, Lord God. I just thank you that you... I pray that you would just heal her, Lord God. I thank you that you just bless her, Lord God. And I thank you that you just help her. And help show her and give her whatever she needs, Lord God. I thank you that you're the healer, you're the provider, and I thank you for the miracle work you're doing.
Yes.
And that you'll just continue to help her, be with her, and that you'll just have your way with her, Lord God. I thank you for that in advance. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
No.
Chicago is at Green Bay.
So, folks.
Chicago's going to lose. They're at Green Bay.
So, folks, yeah, they are going to lose to Green Bay, folks. They are going to lose to Green Bay 34-24. They are at Lambeau Field.
Wait, what's the score?
I said 34-24.
All right.
At Lambeau Field. And none of those players better kneel, because if I find out that they kneel, I'm turning it off.
You're going to kneel yourself, huh?
If I find out that they know, I'm turning it off.
I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to kneel down because they're kneeling down.
My cousin said he's shutting it off if they kneel tonight.
That's a sad thing, man. I'll better wake up, because if they don't, there's going to be a lot of people that shut that thing down.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, I survived the season. I never thought I would.
There's going to be way too many people. So
yeah, thanks to my cousin.
This has got to stop, and I really hope it does, because I really enjoy watching these. I really enjoy listening to these games, and I really love doing these predictions. I love it.
Keep going.
So, and then I had a line, and then tomorrow night you have high school football. You have Midland with Davidson at home, homecoming. Possibly some rain. I hope not. And you have one quarterback. with your great running back in Martin
like
Money.
Trying to make that happen, like, how can I?
Keep going, Rivers. I'm just talking with a man over here.
You have a great running back in Martin Money, and you have, but you also have Davidson, who has a large team in terms of size of players. It's a very large, they have a very large team. They have a Mr. Football, a Michigan State, Mr. Basketball candidate in one of their players. I think it will be a good game. I think it could be a very challenging game. Michigan Little will really have to play up to them if they want to win. They really have to do their best if they want to win. They got to get to the quarterback well, because Little last week was down 14 points. They were able to come back and win. If Midland gets down 21-0 for some reason, I think they could not just lose but get blown out. So part of it depends on how well they can hold Davidson down early, I think. I think what you're going to see, my core prediction is this, 42, Davidson 28. I know it's a 14-point spread, but quite honestly, and I know, I really hope I'm wrong. I hope it's closer than that, and I also hope that Midland can actually find it and win the ball game. But I said in an earlier program, I said that. That Midland would lose at least two home games. And I'm sticking to at least one of them. We have Lapeer in 2 weeks, and based on what happens with Lapeer this week and next week, it's going to determine what I put it. So, we go to Dow. Actually, Auburn. Dow High is going to Bay City Western to play Bay City Western Warriors, a team that is completely messed up. They haven't won any games this year. They've been shut out 3 times. They're just not doing well at all. They're totally struggling. Hope they can get some things right maybe later in the season. But I don't just see it with Western right now. I don't see it. I think it'll be Dow 4, Bay City Western 7. I think for Dow, this is just going to be real easy. They're going to run away with it. They're going to score easy, and they're going to score often. Now, we go to college football. You have Michigan is actually off this week, so they're going to have some extra time to get ready for when they play Michigan State on October 7th, the night game in Ann Arbor. And quite honestly, I'm very excited for October 7th. I hope to go to somewhere like a B-Dubs or something, somewhere that's going to have some real nice, great, rowdy fans. You know, loud atmosphere, going wild. So we can just watch football and scream and cheer and, you know, have some fun. State this weekend, however, is at... Who does Michigan State play on Saturday? Who does Michigan State play on Saturday? Who does Michigan State play on Saturday? Who does Michigan State play Saturday?
Iowa.
What?
Iowa.
Michigan. Okay, you have Michigan State and Iowa on Saturday at Iowa. And Michigan State's doing better this year than what they were last year. But that loss to Notre Dame was rough. I think you're going to see Michigan State lose again to Iowa. I think it'll be Michigan State 35, Iowa 23. It's in Iowa. So I think it'll be 35-23, Hawkeyes. And then you will have, after that, you'll have Michigan State at Michigan on the 7th of October, a game that I think will be down to the wires. And I will have a prediction for you for that one next week when I do my Thursday predictions. So, with all this in mind, you have your predictions and I will go. You have them. If you missed them, I'm going over them one more time. You'll have Detroit over Minnesota 28-24. Tonight's NFL game, you have Green Bay over Chicago 34-24. For high school football, you have Midland 42, Davidson 42, 28. And then for Dow at Western, you have Dow over Western 48-6. And then college football, you have, for your prediction, Iowa over Michigan State 35-23. And that's your X's and O's, your predictions for this weekend games. And with that, God first, God always. So long, everybody.